Howdy, to neighbors. Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Dr. Kelly Ritalik of Angus Genetics. Back with Kelly in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, tell us more about this recent checkoff promotion with McDonald's and DoorDash.
Absolutely. This winter, McDonald's promoted two beef offers on the DoorDash delivery platform and utilized the Beef It's What's for Dinner logo. McDonald's provided all the product given away during the promotion, while checkoff funds were used to support ad placement on DoorDash. McDonald's also promoted the offer heavily on social media. Over the five-day promotion, total beef sandwich units on DoorDash increased by 22%, which was a very high sales lift for this type of campaign. Initial results show that nearly 250,000 offers were redeemed for the two promotions, totaling more than $5 million in sales. According to McDonald's, this was one of the highest participation programs ever in terms of number of redemptions. In addition, during the time of the promotion, McDonald's chicken sales decreased approximately 5%. That's quite a beef promotion for the beef checkoff.
Thanks, Heather. And you can learn more about how your checkoff dollars are working by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner. She's the president of Angus Genetics. Dr. Kelly Ritalik joining us today. And Kelly indicates that as we talk about the improvements of the Angus breed, it's really been remarkable over the last 50 years or so.
Absolutely. You know, starting in, I believe, 1974, you know, that's when we had our first, at that time, was estimated breeding values come out. And since then, it's pretty remarkable to think about, you know, not even, you know, 100 years later, you know, much far less than that. We have 21 EPDs now, 7 different indexes. And quite frankly, people keep asking for more. I think that's the one thing that's unique about Angus Genetics and in the American Angus Association is we are owned by Angus cattlemen, right? And we do answer to the users of Angus Genetics. And so as we continue to add EPDs and indexes, they're really thoughts presented from the breeders that say, hey, we have an issue and we're wondering if you can help us. And what our job is then at Angus Genetics is say, okay, how can we come up with a solution to collect phenotypes, analyze that data, and understand, you know, is there a heritability component to that? So while we started with traits like, you know, birth weight, weaning weight, and yearling weight early on, when we started those structured sire evaluations, expanded that to our carcass traits, and now we're really targeting probably those harder to capture traits. We actually have a new kind of suite of EPDs that we call our management EPDs. Okay. Those are EPDs that are going to target those kind of foundational traits, if you will. If you know, you got your foot structure with your claw set and foot angle, you have your docility EPDs. Right. And then some of those EPDs that are trying to target different environments. If you think of something like PAP, for instance, that's that pulmonary arterial pressure, right? And here in Oklahoma, we probably don't have to deal with elevation stressors very much.
Right.
But certainly when you get up into the mountains and you get to people that are grazing at high elevations, running into those issues of you know, heart failure events, brisket disease, things like that, trying to target those traits that can really hone in on those specific environments. You know, around here, you deal with heat stress. In the southeast, you deal with fescue, toxicosis, things like hair shed EPD, right? Those traits that are trying to help us not only do better from a production output, but actually kind of structure those cattle, manage those cattle to those particular environments.
And of course, early on when we talked about EPDs, that was before the genomics rolled in, and I know it just was exponential.
Yeah, it has been. We're really excited that we celebrated our millionth genotyped animal entering our national cattle evaluation for Angus this year, and it is quite frankly the largest genomic beef database in the world, and we're really proud of that. For the fact that our breeders, the people who we come in and we work for every day, really have answered the call, right? They have gotten that information in there. They've continued to collect the phenotypes because I think genotypes are flashy and they're fun to talk about. But we really need that data, right? Those phenotypes, those performance data records to really continue to roll in to really make those genomic predictions as accurate and as useful as they really are. When we think of genotypes, you know, if I'm a commercial cattle buyer and I'm thinking, you know, what's the value of having that animal that's genomic tested? We hear a lot about it. But when we think about it from an advantage from their standpoint, it's almost like having a whole calf crops, a whole calf season worth of records already into that evaluation. So think about your risk management. If you're a risk-averse individual in the commercial cattle industry, like a lot of us are, you're making that large investment in that registered Angus bull, certainly having those, you know, genomically enhanced EPDs helps to kind of create that level of confidence that we need to purchase that sire.
president of Angus Genetics, Kelly Retallick. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. If you're looking for a chance to improve the genetics in your cattle herd, you need to check out the 2022 Express Ranches Spring Bull Sale coming up Friday, March 4th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 433 Angus, 51 Hereford Bulls will sell. Top genetics from both breeds will be featured. You can go to expressranches.com to view a catalog and videos of the animals selling. Express Ranches Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 4th at the ranch, Yukon. More info at expressranches.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.